The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this 28th day of April 2005 for the next 2 hours. We'll take a couple hours of your day and inform and hopefully entertain you along the way. But the basis of this program has always been information, trying to put it in a palatable format in which people can listen to and understand and, well, trying not to make the program, as hard to listen to as raking fingernails across the blackboard. Positive hope, good information, but more importantly, solutions, ladies and gentlemen. Not here to scare the living daylights out of you every single day. Although we must bring you the bad news because, well, no news is good news. No, not necessarily. No news is what you hear when you listen to the mainstream medias. The news that's important to all of us, or should be, is what you hear on this program. Desi Andrews will not be doing Thursdays with us anymore. We are taking a sabbatical here. She's a very, very busy woman. And we'll stay in touch with Desi. She will be available to anybody out there that is having the problems, as we are all having. And she will still be around. But we're going to move in a little different direction here with some new faces. Oh, that's right. This is radio. That would be voices to you. And we'll keep this along the same line with people that have been doing the research and information. We'll stay on top of all this. And we're basically going to keep that Thursday show centered around that theme. But hopefully in the near future we'll have Desi back. It's been kind of crazy, folks. We're all so busy trying to play catch-up here. So Thursdays will be, well, today on today's program. We're going to do a little switch-up here. I'm going to have Lindsey Williams on, and especially in light of what is going on in the energy world. Oh, did we hear George correctly saying that, well, the solution long-term to our energy problems is going to be building nuclear power plants? Well, George, I don't know about you, but no kid with an erector set can throw these things up overnight. We killed the clean-burning fossil fuels that we have in this country as coal. Mr. Clinton took care of that one. And 60% of our oil, ladies and gentlemen, just happens to come from countries right now that are in absolute turmoil. So that still leaves the United States vulnerable. Oh, he did say that we're going to drill in Anwar. But he mentioned nothing about Gull Island. Gull Island? Prudhoe Bay? A big oil puddle as the Saudi Arabians have? But we're not talking about that. And folks, this is stuff that literally could be brought online and pumping oil. That's right, out of Prudhoe Bay. And if I'm not mistaken, we can do that within 30 days. We're also going to get Abner Dethridge, try to get him on the program. Abner is into the oil game. Well, no, he's not a manufacturer or driller or retailer of petroleum products. This is a guy that's behind the scenes, been working with members of the Senate and the Congress for a number of years now, trying to get us off of and weaned off of this foreign oil dependency spiral we find ourselves in. We'll take the break, come back on the other side with Lindsey Williams.
doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Energy, energy everywhere, but nary a drop to spare. Our friends in Saudi Arabia right now are having problems meeting capacity. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, what the latest word is out of the Middle East is we're at capacity right now. So basically, don't hold your breath because we don't want you to be blue boys. They've been titillating with increased production. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Unfortunately, we're dealing with countries like Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela that seems to always be in political turmoil. That, of course, is no accident. We do have oil reserves inside this country. We have untold capped wells in this country. We put a moratorium on offshore drilling. Mr. Bush has agreed to resume drilling in Anwar, but unfortunately, that's not even a near-term solution. We're in an energy crunch right now, ladies and gentlemen, and for the life of me, I do not know why people are not jumping up and down, calling their congressmen and their senators right now because of gas prices at the pumps. Remember what happened during the oil embargo, the fictionalized oil embargo of the 70s? People were angry. They instituted the double nickel speed limit across the country. Remember seeing the pictures on television, ladies and gentlemen, of truckers shutting down entire routes, protesting the high price of gas and speed limits, by the way. Well, We've been working on energy policies for over 30 years, but nothing ever seems to get done. I've got somebody that's got an inside track on the energy situation and has for a long, long time. I have Lindsay Wims with me this afternoon. Hello, Lindsay.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you for allowing me to be on your program this afternoon at such a critical time.
Yeah, well, it is critical. We're dealing with a commodity here that is adding cost to everything that we're doing in our lives on top of a very weak economy. And the only thing that old Prez Bush has come up with is that, we need to start building nuclear power plants.
The price of gasoline at the gas pump will be $3 a gallon shortly. It very well could go to $4 a gallon before the year is out. Yet the governor of the state of Alaska said 2 weeks ago on national television there is potentially enough oil in Alaska to last America for 200 years. Now, I've been saying that since 1980. It's recorded in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, in the chapter entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. And the beautiful part of this is we could provide for the American people, be bringing the price of gasoline down, provide the natural gas that we need, all from our own soil. And every bit of this was written in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, the only place you'll find it on the face of this earth documented. And it was written by Mr. Ken Fromm, who is the senior executive of Atlantic Richfield. Because, you see, when my first edition of The Energy Non-Crisis came out, they found out that Ken Fromm was the one that allowed me to see some of this information, even though they had given him permission to allow me to see it. They fired him. He called me on the phone one day and he said, Lindsay, I'm so angry, I don't know what to do. He said, I'm a career man with Atlantic Richfield. He said, I'm only a few years away from retirement. He said, they found out that I gave you the information that's in your first edition of Energy Non-Crisis, and I've just been fired. He said, now, there are just a few things in that book, since you're a minister and not an oil man, that are not precisely correct. And he said, they would like to discredit the entire book just on a few facts you've got. He said, would you allow me to rewrite your book for you? Well, to have Ken Fromm, the senior executive of Atlantic Richfield that produced the entire east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field, to rewrite the book, well, he did. We sat down for about a month, worked day after day. And he added two chapters to that book. One of them is entitled, If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will. And it describes the largest pool of oil in North America, possibly the largest pool of oil on the face of this earth. The governor of Alaska alluded to it this past week, even though he did not say Gull Island. I'm quite sure he had it in mind because he's bound to know that it's there. And the only place on the face of the earth you find it recorded and documented is in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. And we could be providing for the American people off of our own soil, because Crown Prince Abdullah from Saudi Arabia met with President Bush at his Texas ranch on Monday of this week. When they came out of the meeting, he said, Saudi Arabia cannot produce any additional oil. We are at maximum output. Now, this was only a buzzword to say, go up on the price. Watch out, America. It will be that price. All of this goes back a little bit further. It goes back to Iran. It deals with Iraq. And depending on how controversial you'd like to get today, John, we might go into the subject of Iran, Iraq, why Saddam was deposed, why we had to do what we did over there, why we've lost 1,531 lives over there. I mean, this thing gets so – you're talking about Peyton Place. This would put Peyton Place to shame.
Well, I have never been controversial on this radio program, Lindsay. I've always played it careful and close to the vest. No, absolutely not. It is exactly the opposite. So I wanted to remind folks that we're going to attempt to get Abner Deathridge on the air. And you've been talking quite a bit with Abner. He's a very bright individual. He used to work for the Agriculture Department of the United States government. He has since retired, but he has been at the doorstep of Congress and senators in Washington, D.C. And he's one of the few guys that I know, or I even know of, that has basically an open-door policy here with our Congress critters in Washington, D.C. And he's attempted many different times to come up with ways to alleviate our energy dependence problems. And concerning even Mexico and helping to rebuild their oil infrastructure. And it's amazing, Lindsay, what I just recently heard on the news is, well, they're looking into the possibility of setting up some business deals with Mexico. Of course, American refineries would go in and build their refineries down in Mexico rather than us just buying their oil and, of course, processing, cracking that oil for petroleum products in this country. And it's kind of strange. At one point in time, Lindsay, we had over 400 refineries in this country. I think we're down to about 123. Part of George Bush's program here is the possibility of the companies building new refineries on old military bases, but we're getting conflicting information. On one hand, this is one of George Bush's pie-in-the-sky issues as to how to deal with our energy crisis right now, and it is an energy crisis, and yes, folks, it is going to get worse. But on the other hand, the oil companies are saying, well, we don't know if we're interested in doing that because it comes down to one of economics. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, where the oil companies make their profits is at the refining stages. So on one hand, they're saying that no, we may not want to go in that direction because it's too expensive to do, but this is where they make their profits. It's crazy, Lindsay, what I'm hearing back from this, but aside from the fact it's a way that they can control their product and distribution, and of course they can always claim as they ever, and you know this, every winter they do the same thing on heating oil, home heating oil. Oh, there may be another shortage this winter. Oh, heating oil prices are going to have to escalate because, oh, you know, the laws of supply and demand. They've been playing the shell game with the American people for a long, long time.
Arabs make five times more profit on oil today than they did when Bill Clinton was president. It's appalling what's happening. When crude oil prices increase from $30 to $50 a barrel, the world has to shell out an additional $600 billion a year to oil-producing countries. I talked with Abner Dethridge, you just referred to him a moment ago. I talked with him yesterday on the phone. He took the information from my book, Energy Non-Crisis. I gave him the name of a man who is presently on the oil field. He's now working for BP, used to work for ARCO when I was there. He's one of the oldest men there on the field today that was back there in the days of the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline. He was the one that took me out to Gull Island, showed me the documentation the day that it came in from the site where they were letting oil out of the well, checking the pressure of the field, how deep the well was, where the pipe was perforated, the chemical analysis of the field. All of that is recorded in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. This one man is still there. Abner has contacted certain government officials, as he told me, and he said, I want you to go to Alaska with me. He said, Lindsey Williams will go with you. We would like to prove to you what is at Gull Island. John, not one of them will take him up on it. They have backed off from it almost as if it is the plague. And Abner said to me the other day, he said, Lindsey, could it possibly be because they remember what they did to Congressman George Hansen after he went to Iran? And the Shah said, I will be glad to give you one half of the hostages to take home with you right now. When George Hansen came back, they saw to it that this man was smeared, destroyed, his career destroyed. These congressmen well remember that this same thing could happen to them, similar to what happened to John F. Kennedy, because he didn't go along with the Federal Reserve. And they're scared to death to touch this subject of Gull Island, because even George Bush himself is bound to know that we could supply from our own soil. In fact, congressman, a senator, I should say, from the state of Colorado, who wrote the foreword to my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, Senator Hugh Chance, writes in this book, giving great credibility to it, because he met with Mr. Ken Fromm and Jim Lawler and the others and was shown the mock-up of the field at Gull Island, and writes about it in the foreword to my book, Energy Non-Crisis, stating that he was sitting in the Senate of Colorado when the men came from Washington, D.C., and he says, I was intentionally misbriefed.
We got to take the break. My guest this afternoon, Lindsey Williams, Energy Non-Oil Crisis. We got a lot of information to give to you today, folks, so stick around. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
I have the story yesterday from President Bush, and him. Story says that Bush is facing economic and political damage from soaring gas prices. Offered proposals Wednesday to speed construction of nuclear power plants and oil refineries and boost sales of energy efficient vehicles. Well, you want to make a bet who's going to be building these nuclear power plants? That's right, one of his cronies. Bush outlined his initiatives in his second energy speech in a week, reflecting growing concern. I would more call that slow-burning outrage. The growing concern in the White House that high energy prices are beginning to slow economic growth and undercut the president's approval rating. Speaking to a small business leaders, Bush lamented that he was powerless to cut gas prices. "I wish I could," he said. "If I could, I would. This problem did not develop overnight, and it's not going to be fixed overnight, but it's now time to fix it," he said. Bush said the problem is that energy supplies are not growing fast enough to meet the growing demand in the United States and other countries. He says, and this is your illustrious president in all of his wisdom, and being the head of failed oil companies before, he said, "See, we've got a fundamental question we've got to face here in America. Do we want to continue to grow more dependent on other nations to meet our energy needs? Or do we need to do what's necessary to achieve greater control of our economic destiny?" Oh, and by the way, folks, America has not ordered a new nuclear power plant since the 1970s. Bush said that France has built 58 plants in the same period, and today France gets more than 78% of its electricity from nuclear power. "It's time for America to start building again," he said. Now, Democratic leader Harry Reid called Bush's initiatives little more than half measures and wrong-headed policies that will do nothing to address the current energy crisis or break the stranglehold that foreign oil has on our nation. Now, Lindsay, I'm a little surprised by this because, you know, I'm sure that he'd get one of his cronies to probably build these nuclear facilities. I think we intentionally gave into the green meanies back in the 70s over the nuclear power plant issues. But having said that, we've had more than 35 years to take and examine this, the energy policies of the United States, which is basically no policy at all. The United States had a great hand in setting up the OPEC cartel to begin with. And Bush just recently approved exploratory drilling in Anwar. Now, that's going to take how long, Lindsay?
President Bush signed an energy bill this week. In that energy bill, it opens the Arctic Wildlife Refuge for exploratory drilling, commonly known as Anwar. This was intentional. It was a part of the agenda, planned agenda, of President George Bush and his dad, Bush Sr. Why? Because they know that in order to produce any oil whatsoever from the Arctic Wildlife Refuge will require a minimum of 5 years, possibly 6 years. It is a total joke. They already have all that they need on the present field where the present oil pipeline begins, just off from Prudhoe Bay itself in the Arctic Ocean. There is no need. Now, all of this goes back to the reason why. The reason is we must be kept obligated to the Arabs. This all began back in the Reagan administration, believe it or not, when our Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, went to Saudi Arabia and outlined a deal whereby if the Saudis would denominate all oil sales in American dollars, they would literally give them the moon. Well, the Saudis were wise enough to do this, and they did. They went along. They fell for the line, and as a result, they are the number one oil producer of the world today. They also, unbeknownst to the average American public, went to Saddam Hussein in Iraq and said, Saddam, we will do the same with you as we did with the Saudis if you will denominate in American dollars all oil sales. Now, there's a reason why this had to be done, because America's national debt, which all the time they knew was going to continue to grow, someone had to buy that debt. And the only way they could do it was to be guaranteed that everything that was bought in the way of crude oil, which, of course, crude oil had been chosen as a method of controlling the world, that they could take the money that they got from that crude oil, buy the American debt, and keep the American dollar from collapsing. The only problem is Saddam wouldn't go along with them. He was enough of an individualist that he said, not on your life. I'm not going to denominate in American dollars, so they had to get rid of him. They sent the jackals in, so to speak, if I may use the word. They went in with the troops in the first administration of George Bush, and the only reason in the world Saddam was chosen, he didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. President Bush knew that all the time. Saddam Hussein had to be conquered. The country had to be taken over because he wouldn't go along with them. There's another country that's in the same boat today, Iran. Iran would not go along with them either. And Iran said, no, we're not going to fall for your line. We're not going to denominate in American dollars and buy your national debt and help you support your country. And as a result, Iran today is being singled out, and watch out. Oh, I fear for the day that we say we have to do the same thing in Iran that we did in Iraq. So Saddam was deposed for a reason. He wouldn't denominate in American dollars like Saudi Arabia agreed to do. Now Iran, the identical same thing. No wonder the Iranians are doing what they're doing, because they're doing nothing but protecting themselves against the monster that already one time has attempted to do them in back in November of 1979 when a militant Islamic mob seized the United States Embassy in Tehran and held 52 American hostages for 444 days. Well, you'll find it described in my book, Syndrome of Control.
All right, we'll have to take the break here. We'll be back on the other side with Lindsay Williams.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, there was a debate recently over the Bush energy bill, as it's barely noticed provision that exempts a process called hydraulic fracturing from federal regulation. The bipartisan citizens group across the country are urging that the procedure be regulated under the Safe Drinking Water Act. A congressional committee approved a provision that allows the procedure to remain only under state regulations. What hydraulic fracturing does, it eases the extraction of fossil fuels by injecting pressurized fluids and chemicals beneath the Earth's surface in order to crack open rock formations and access oil and natural gas trapped in them. The problem is that the chemicals used in this process can contaminate groundwater, posing serious health problems. Well, you know what's coming next, folks. The technique was developed by Halliburton Oil, whose former CEO, that's right, Vice President Dick Cheney, has consistently backed measures to allow continued use of the technique. Halliburton and two other companies are leaders in the use of this method of drilling. Halliburton, by the way, makes about $1.5 billion a year from fracturing, one-fifth of its energy-related revenue. Well, geez, if we have an energy crisis and we're not going to drill or actually untap the resources up in Prudhoe Bay, well, then we're going to have to take measures such as this, and the Bush cronies, again, will reap the whirlwind. I mean, they're just folks. It's a shell game, and that's not a tongue-in-cheek joke. I'm not referring to Shell Oil, but we have alternatives to this. And we've not been able to locate Abner Dethridge. I told him today that I was going to try to do a program today, and somehow he came up missing. But at any rate, he's wanted to uncap and drill U.S. oil wells. And these so-called marginal wells, now, they want to eliminate the daily production limits of 15 barrels per day of oil wells and 90 million British thermal units, that's BTUs to you and I, of natural gas per well. Also eliminate the required minimum of 95% water content of the wells. And, well, folks, that's just it. I mean, we've got wells that are capped in this country. We have killed energy exploration and tapping into these wells. And folks, let me tell you something. This is not a major risk anymore to oil companies and exploration. It used to be a hit or a miss, a very expensive proposition. Not anymore. Before these people put up a platform and before they lower one piece of pipe, they already know where the oil is, how deep it is, what the quantity is, before they even start to drill. The technology has come so far, so fast, that it minimizes the impact on the companies exploring for oil. Now, again, we're doing everything that we can in order to not bring cheap oil to the American market, which inflates the prices. And Lindsay, I got to tell you something. In this economy right now, and a lot of people need to start thinking about not just at their gas pump when they're pumping their gas into their cars, but the delivery systems for the products that they buy at their stores, for the services, for everybody that depends on a steady stream of relatively inexpensive fuel to run business. Lindsay, this is becoming readily a transparent deal in regards to Bush and his cronies. We know, and they're now admitting on the news daily about the weapons of mass destruction issue and how, well, they first said that, well, it was bad information and George Bush needs to make changes. We need to put people in charge of making sure that the president gets good information so he can base decisions that are going to affect us all. This charlatan, the clothes are off of the emperor right now. He is bare naked to the world.
If President Bush thinks he has a problem with the economy right now and the plunging American dollar, he hasn't seen anything compared to what he knows he would see if there wasn't someone to buy our national debt in the form of these countries such as Saudi Arabia that have signed agreements way back in the days of Henry Kissinger during the days of Secretary of State under the Reagan administration. And they signed agreements saying that they would denominate their oil sales in American dollars. And if it were not for them buying our national debt, President Bush knows he would be in a world of hurt like we have never seen before. He cannot afford to allow the oil from Prudhoe Bay, from the North Slope of Alaska, from the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, to ever be delivered to the American people during his administration. He has got to be the greatest deceiver this nation has ever seen. Those foreign countries are buying our national debt and keeping this country solvent by their oil sales. And he knows that he must cause the American people to be obligated to these Arab countries so that we can buy the oil from them. They can buy our national debt, in turn keep this nation afloat because of what we're spending. And to go over there and spend $84 billion in Iraq recently when there were no weapons of mass destruction, Saddam has already been deposed. The Arabs have already said, we don't want you there. Every bit of it was because Saddam would not go along with their Ponzi game. Iraq is not going along with their Ponzi game. George Bush must keep us obligated to the Arabs. John, he has no intention in ever signing any bill or allowing anything in the way of producing oil from our own soil, because this scoundrel knows as well as he knows his name that American dollar would plunge on the world market if those nations, Arab nations, were not buying oil from them and they weren't buying our dollars and cents. OPEC, Arab oil producers, are at maximum output. They can't produce anymore. That's exactly what
And why is that, Lindsay? Is it because I've heard that they're having problems at the wellhead with pressures?
Well, their field is diminishing in pressure. Not only that, but they need more four-line pipes. They need more tankers. And it takes 3 to 4 years for them to begin to produce this. Yet China is growing so rapidly. We've got a problem in that China is doing what they're doing. A great military leader years ago said China is a giant and it's asleep. Don't ever wake it up, because if it ever wakes up, we are in trouble. And that's exactly where we are today. China is waking up, drawing so much from the oil supplies of the world, and yet the Arabs cannot produce any more for the next 3 to 4 years. Every oil refinery in America is operating at 100% peak capacity. They cannot produce any more. There has not been an oil refinery built in America in 20 years. George Bush has got himself into a mess like you've never seen before, because he must buy oil from the Arab world, yet the price of gasoline at the gas pump here, right here in our area, in Arizona, for diesel fuel has gone right now is $2.56. There's no trucker in the world that can deliver your groceries, your hardware goods, your furniture to your house, or anything else. Every time you turn around, you've got a surcharge on this. UPS is charging a surcharge. Well, the airlines are charging a surcharge. We're in
trouble. Lindsay, that's assuming that we were talking about independent truckers that would be forced out of their jobs and forced out of that transportation market if they wanted to be an independent. We have no hardly any independents anymore.
Very true, but the big trucking lines are going to be hurting too, because they still have to pay these high prices for gas. And there again, though, John, I go back to the point. You said a moment ago, Mr. Bush is in trouble. He positively is in trouble so deep that I'm sure that I don't know how the man sleeps at night, because he knows that he cannot produce any more oil from the American source. And to open up Gull Island, which I document in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, would be one of the most unthinkable things in the world. And that's the reason that Adna, whom you're trying to get on the program, and I wish he could get on today and tell the story of what when he tried to get these people to go to Alaska with he and with me and meet to produce the oil company officials, telling how much oil is on the Gull Island, and every one of them have jumped away from it like it's the plague. Now, please, let me do this for you. Will you please allow me to give you my four books? That is correct. That's exactly what I said. I have produced 5 different videotapes, and I'm going to do something today that I have never done but once before on any radio talk show in the world, and I've been on thousands of them in the past 25 years. I have 4 videotapes. I have just produced a brand new one within the past 2 weeks that is an interview that I made with a man who helped to set all this up with the Arabs back years ago. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was hearing when I heard this man talk about all of this. He tells how they did it, what they're doing, what banks they used to do it, all of the details, the financial details, the trust they use, everything. This is the most I sat there myself, utterly startled at the videotape after we produced it. If you buy my 4 videotapes, The Energy Non-Crisis, the first one, Vaccinations, Deadly New Diseases, Torn from the Land, I'm going to give you a videotape 1 hour and 7 minutes long on energy that is going to turn your toenails up almost, if I could put it that way. I myself was dumbfounded when I heard it. This videotape sells for $25. I'm going to give it to you if you buy my other 4 videos. And not only that, I'm going to give you as a gift. Now, this is not a pamphlet. Full-length book, over 200 pages, The Energy Non-Crisis. My second book of over 200 pages, To Seduce a Nation. My third book, of Syndrome of Control, is again over 200 pages, full color cover, beautiful books. And my fourth book, 263 pages, library size, full color covers, beautiful books. I want to give you a copy of all 4 of these books and give you my latest videotape of the documentation of a man who helped the State Department and certain government officials. I mean, when you hear names and dates and places in this video, and when you hear Pentagon and other things talked about by this man who actually helped all this set it up, I entitled it Jonathan May, Economic Hitman, because he was one of the men who went to the countries and helped set these things. I'm going to give you this video as a gift. I've never done this but once before in my life. I can't afford to do it, but I can't afford not to do it because of the condition of our country. Buy my four videotapes. I give you the fifth one free of charge and all four of my books free of charge because I know we're running out of time on this program, but you must hear the entire story, as Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story.
Well, Lindsay, we've got loaded phones. I may not be able to let go of you here.
Well, let me just give out a phone number, if I may. Start dialing right now because I'm sure people will be calling from all over the country. 800-321-2900. I'll tell you the story of Iran. I'll tell you the story of Gull Island. It'll all be documented. 800-321-2900. All four of my videos. I'll give you another fifth one free and all four of my books free. I've got to get the story out.
By the way, I was just reading here, Lindsay. The Saudi prince did show up at the Bush Ranch down here in Texas. By the way, it's a phony ranch. You always get the one stagnant shot of them standing in front of a ramshackle barn with some sort of farm equipment. That's just a prop. It's not a farm, folks. But the Saudi prince showed up and, well, guaranteed Mr. Bush, by 2009, they'll increase their production capacity from the United States from 11 million barrels of oil to 12.5 million barrels of oil. Now,
John, did you notice, I just have to break in here because you said by nine, did you notice that everything, including the production in Anwar, the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, and when he says they can increase production, every bit of it is the year that Bush goes out of office.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, John, I wish we had 2 or 3 hours to talk about why all the background of this and why we're so obligated and why he's doing what he's doing. This man's running scared.
Well, and if you take a look at this in a larger sense, the 9/11 issue is not over. There was just some Hollywood actress the other day that made some comments, and it just got Hollywood in an uproar, ruffled a lot of feathers, that said that she believes that the Bush White House is culpable for the 9/11 incident. And she was kind of vague, didn't really name specifics, but it just got everybody in an uproar. Here's the problem. 9/11 issue, which basically has been, if you take a look at this, and we're talking about energy, we're talking about a lot of different things here, but if you take a look at the Bush regime, what his two main jobs were in this country, for sure. Now, whether he took advantage of the second one is up to speculation, but use your knowledge base, ladies and gentlemen, to surmise for yourself. But first one was Free Trade Area of Americas, which is absolutely necessary if we're going to have global dominance and a global governance scheme for the entire planet. Second of which, George, as I mentioned earlier, George was connected with oil ventures before, Ambrusto and things of this nature. Not really a particularly bright businessman, but what I think is going on here, because many people are nipping at the heels of Bush and his complicity in 9/11, we have well documented the Bush crime family. Going back to Herbert, his daddy, Herbert Walker, but more importantly, his grandfather. It's the Bush crime syndicate. Bill Clinton was part of that same Bush syndicate. So, folks, it doesn't matter. You know, if you think of yourself in political terms, you're already lost. But if you're looking at this geopolitically, crime family-wise, absolute murdering, profit-reaping, raping of America, destroying America, literally bringing it to its knees, well, then you must consider what I am saying. This is not an accident. This has been planned. Now, Lindsay, I don't know. I'm looking at this president. There is Congress is standing around just absolutely stammering. They absolutely have no solution to this problem because the problem right now cannot be fixed by these politicians in Washington, D.C. It just literally can't. There is no solution for this country and its debts and obligations, well over $73 trillion. There is no fix to that. There is only a fix to our energy independence if we break the criminal cabal that has put a stranglehold on this country. And I'm not talking about banks. I'm just talking about the energy situation. These are people, ladies and gentlemen, that are not for the American people. They could give a rat's hootie whether you live or whether you die, whether you have a job, whether you eat, whether you have economic security in this country. They don't care. Their game is chaos. Their game is rape. Major profit here. They're a greedy little lot. And they're teaming up. Now, as I said, Bush's job, free trade area of America's. But if you take a look at the complicity, and all evidence is pointing that Bush lied about everything since September 11th, if you take a step back and look at this, it is the destruction of this country, of its founding principles of governance. That's another part of his job. In the meantime, let's make some hay, let's make some money, let's all eat and drink and be merry, for tomorrow, they're not going to die. For tomorrow, you may die. They're willing to sacrifice your flesh and your blood on foreign soils for the sake of a few military contracts, and of course, oil contracts. Folks, they don't have our interests at heart. I think that's pretty clear to people. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost one-fifth ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We are back, and the phone calls are backed up, so let's get to these. David in Texas, you're first up. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I have a question for Lindsay. I've been reading his book, Syndrome of Control.
Yes, David.
Yes, and in the final chapters, or chapter 5, about the revealing letters of the banker and his son.
Yes.
Where can I find information on his book, the 10... Because I cannot find it anywhere on Google or anything like that.
You never will. In fact, these were given to me secretly. I saw the original letters. Had long enough to keep them in order to print them in my book. The individual said, these can positively not be let out. I'm only giving them to you because if you're crazy enough to write them, you may. And as a result, I wrote what I had time to copy, and that's what's in the book. And they are for real, and they actually were written by a banker to his son. I authenticated that for myself.
Okay. Okay, well, that was, you know, I was just wondering because I, you know, like to try to, you know, verify things, and there's no way of verifying these things.
You just have to take my word for it as an honest man. What did you think of the first few chapters where Congressman George Hanson wrote about Iran?
Oh, I mean, this is very enlightening, and you know, it really changes your view of what the powers that be are, and I was very impressed with this man coming forward like he did.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Don in Ohio, you're up next. Hello, Don.
Hello. I'd like to make three quick points. Bush says that he wants to wean us of the foreign oil, but what he's not saying that is that if we get the oil that's right now, you know, he's trying to get up there in Alaska, most likely it's going to be by a foreign oil company like BP. Second point would be out of that oil that comes out of there, how much of it is actually going to be shipped over to Japan and stuff like that? I mean, if we're supposed to be helping out this country, you know, all that oil should be saved to this country. Third point is when it finally does happen, and I believe it probably will, people need to start looking at who had derivatives on the oil drilling and stuff up there and, you know, see how the markets go before the first, drill is put into the ground and stuff like that. See who makes a whole lot of money. That's my 3 points.
Yes, that is correct. BP, British Petroleum, that is not American. It's owned by the Crown, the Queen, BP. They bought out Atlantic Richfield and now control the entire North Slope oil field. Secondly, only 40% of the oil from the Prudhoe Bay oil field was agreed on, signed to, before the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline was built. Only 40% must come through the United States of America. 60% of that can go to Japan, China, any other country in the world, and it is going there because they're getting a higher price for it. It is an atrocity. That should never be allowed. Bush knows it, and if he had 1 ounce of honesty to the American people, he would do something about it. Secondly, who? Who is going to get the oil from the Arctic Wildlife Refuge? Well, you can be assured of one thing. They never put that into the energy bill that was signed this past week.
How about the derivative? I mean, if it is going to happen and stuff like that, is there going to be somebody out there like Echelon or whatever that program is? What is that? It starts with a P.
Hey, I'll tell you what, hang on 1 second, Don. We'll carry you through the break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. My guests will hold them over here. Lindsey Williams. Join us online at 800-313-9443. For you international shortwave listeners out there, 7465 is the frequency for the next hour. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming to you right after this short break.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.